Well, good morning, Mr. and Mrs. America. It is a morning disaster. I'm your host, Ray Lytle, along with the one and only Spanky.
Good morning.
How are you, Mr. Spanky? Sir Spanky.
Wonderful. How are you today?
I am fantastic. We also have, let's see, the phone just rang. I have no idea who's on the other end. Who else is there? Hello.
Hello, Ray.
Yes, hello. Can I help you, stranger? I'm unfamiliar with this voice.
It's Rage.
It's Ray?
Rage.
Reg? Hey, Reggie, how are you?
Funny.
Is that Spanky, can you help me out? Is that Reggie? What is
Reggie says he's funny.
Reg says, hey, Reg, welcome to the program. How can I help you, my friend?
You're seriously not going to acknowledge who I am.
It sounds like, I don't know, whoever it is, they're very angry. They're a very angry person. Someone filled with rage and anger. And
there you go. You said the name.
All right, anger. It's wonderful to have you here. What can I do for you today? Hello, Rage.
Good morning, Ray.
Mm-hmm. And to what do we owe the honor of the pleasure of you calling in so early?
Oh, it's not early. It's pretty late for me.
Well, what time do you get up?
In fact, I haven't went to sleep yet.
You haven't gone to bed since last night?
No, I have not.
What? Why are you? Wait a minute. Why don't you sleep like a normal person?
Well, I actually have insomnia.
So you've been up all night?
Yeah, plus I get the kids ready for school and everything else.
Okay, like, what's your plans for today?
I'd say about an hour-long nap and then back up and doing some other stuff.
But, I mean, like, you don't have anything on your agenda today. Right? Is that what you're saying? You don't have, you know, you don't have any, there's no plans today?
Not really.
Okay. Spanky, what do you think of all? Spanky, what is your take on all of this?
I'm just hearing a lot of wah, wah, wah.
What, can I ask some Rage? Like, what do you do all night to be able to pull this off? You know what I mean? Like, because part of me is going, that's kind of, you know, I wish I could do that. Like, just do nothing, hang out all night. And
no, I clean the house.
While everybody else is sleeping in your house, you clean it?
Well, usually the wife is doing her overnight shift at the hospital.
Oh, your wife works over. Okay, so what time does she get home from work?
About 6:37 in the morning.
So she's home now?
Yes.
So she came home, got the kids ready for school, then she went to work. Then she went to sleep.
No, I got the kids ready for school.
But what was she doing when you were getting the kids ready for school?
She just pulls up once the kids are ready for school.
Oh, and now, like, is she awake right now or is she sleeping?
She just went to go crash.
Oh.
Go wake her up.
So when you guys have sex, it's what? It's after the kids leave, or?
Usually.
I'm just trying to figure out how all this works, you know. Thank you. I have no idea what that is. But thank you. And that was very weird, that sound. So you.
Yeah, it was.
You and. All right, so your wife gets home from work late. She works overnight. She gets home at 6:37 o'clock. Meanwhile, you're getting the kids ready for school. The kids leave what time?
The oldest one leaves at 7:10, and the other one's gone at 7:30.
Oh, okay, so right after, I mean, right when she gets home. It's like, boom, they're leaving. They're gone.
Yeah.
And then what, do you force her to take a shower, and then you lay with her?
She unwinds.
Mm-hmm. What's that, like a little weed?
No, she go fixes her some coffee.
Right.
Has a cigarette.
Uh-huh.
You know, she'll take a shower.
Hey, isn't that weird, by the way? And Spanky, I know that your wife is in medicine as well, but isn't it weird how many people are in medicine and they smoke?
Yes.
Yes.
You know? It's like, you think if you spend the day seeing how bad smoking just F's people up, you know what I mean? Like, the last thing you do is smoke, you know?
Well, the job's stressful.
Yeah, I know, but still, it's like, I mean, I'm not judging because, listen, I know what happens when you eat, but yet I still eat, you know, too much. But, like, nurses and people who work in the medical community, it is amazing how many of them smoke. When you see the damage it does to people, you know. Like, how many would a nurse...
I'd say probably 60%.
Yeah, like, and when a nurse smokes, I always go, geez, you know, you've seen the damage it inflicts on people. It's so massive. I mean, that shows you how contagious they make these cigarettes, and that shows you how deadly, you know. Doesn't, like, people say, well, you know, it's just you got to kick that smoke. I'm telling you, smoking's one of the hardest things in the world. I mean, obviously food is for me, but smoking's one of the hardest things to kick. When medical professionals who know it will kill you still can't stop because they're that addictive, you know. It really is amazing. So she has a cigarette, maybe takes a little, you know, sniff of coke or something, you know, maybe.
No.
A little heroin.
No.
To help her try to, regret, because she regrets her decisions of who she married so much. Anything to forget, you know.
No.
I think my wife's like that. I think my wife's secretly doing, you know, some type of hardcore drug that I don't know about.
Because, I doubt that, right?
Because that helps her get through that helps her answer the question of why she's with me, helps her get through the day. So, she has a cigarette, makes some coffee.
Takes a quick shower.
Cleans off the, he has to clean off the cooch and stuff before you get out on it. And then she comes out, then you guys will finally have sex.
Yeah.
Now, are you clean at this point, or do you just keep it dirty?
I'm usually taking a shower about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, so you're already you got a couple hours cleaning in you, you know?
Yeah.
And then you two will go at it. When you do go at it, it's like 8 o'clock or 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
See, that would be weird for me to you know to have a schedule like that, you know. And don't get me wrong,
I wasn't used to it at first, but I got used to it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Sometimes, like, my wife and I are so busy, we do it over the, you know, she'll come home for lunch and
get a quick nooner.
Yeah, before she gets home for lunch, I've already got everything, you know. I'm clean and in the bed and, you know. Ain't no food happening over the lunch hour, you know what I mean?
You got the plan laid out.
Yeah, ain't no food happening. Ain't no food happening. You know what I'm talking about. Got your food right here, baby.
Get a quick nooner in.
Yeah. Rage and his old lady. That's how they go about it. Rage gives it up to her. So what, you guys start around 8:30, 8:32. She's having her last cigarette, and then she's asleep. Done all day.
Oh, no, 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 no.
You never lay down with her? Like, you don't sleep with her?
Like, you no. You said 8:32 she was having her last cigarette. No. Well, it's usually about 10 o'clock.
Oh, so you start around 10 o'clock.
No, we start at 8.
Right. Oh, you're such a good lover. You last 2 hours is what you're saying.
Well, is he doing it now while he's on the phone?
Right. Yeah. Well, this is the bullshit hour. This is imaginary bullshit hour, Spanky.
Oh, I thought he was doing it now, or he started at 8:32 and was done at 8:40.
I'll tell you what, if I'm working all night tonight. Yeah.
Tonight was a little rough on her, so she wanted to get some sleep, and I'm like, cool.
That's what I mean. If I'm working all night, okay, I mean, working my ass off, like your wife probably does. Got to support that bum at home and those kids and... Work sucks, and there's, you know, there's a nurse, and people are dying, and the last thing I want to do is go home and have sex with, you know, are you still orange? What color are you now?
Orange.
Yeah, Rage used to be like red hair or orange hair colored.
No, I've got just black hair.
Oh, you got a black, okay. And you got to go home and have sex with that. Oh, man. I mean, I'm just thinking of my wife. I know how, you know. Because sometimes I feel for her. I'm like, oh, you poor thing, you have sex with me. Ugh.
Sounds like he smokes a lot of cigarettes, too.
Yeah, well.
No, I'm just getting over a chest cold.
Mm. Oh, well, that's no good.
But, I mean, it is nice that she doesn't have to come home and take the kids. You've already got the kids on their way, you know.
I've got the breakfast done. The kids are fed and ready. Yeah. They're on their way out the door.
But I'm saying, like you said, you couldn't sleep at all last night.
So, no.
So you don't lay down and sleep with her to help her get through the day, you know?
No, because, see, when I'm awake, I'm awake.
My wife sleeps better with me in the bed.
My wife's good either way, but it's just when I'm awake like I am now, I toss and turn.
So she just loves, she can sleep fine.
Yeah, she's good.
She loves the dark comfort of knowing that her existence is in the dreamland where she can forget about reality for a while.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not being groped.
You don't grope your wife while she's sleeping, do you?
No, I don't mess with her.
Oh.
That's death sentence right there.
Yeah. I don't. I'll tell you what. I'll admit. Sometimes my wife, when she's, you know, my wife's still really good looking, you know. And sometimes while she's sleeping, the covers will fall off the right way. You know what I mean? Like she does mm-hmm. this thing. She does this thing sometimes when she can't sleep. She'll give like a cold pillow. You know what I mean? And she puts a cold pillow like right under her knees. And she'll roll over, you know what I mean? And then they'll be like, she'll be on her side, on her left side, and I sleep to her right, you know. She'll sleep on her left side, and she'll move the pillow up, like, right between her knees, and she'll roll over on her side. Well, when she does that, she goes to pull the blankets to cover herself, and she pulls the blankets, and when it goes up, it reveals her rear end, okay? It perfectly reveals her ass while she's sleeping. And this is my wife sleeps in every night. I don't know if she, I hope she doesn't get mad. She sleeps in thong underwear and a little like, I don't even know what you call it. It's like, it's a shirt that is sleeveless and open around the neck. You know what I mean?
Like a tank top?
It's sort of like a tank top, except, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like a women's tank top or something, okay?
Fair enough.
And it's really just, it's just a light woman's tank top, and she's got several of them, and that in a thong, that's all she wears. And the shirts aren't very long, you know what I mean? So in the middle of the night, like, I'll you know, especially in the summer when the sun's up, you know what I mean? Like her alarm goes off at like 6 something. And right before her alarm goes off, I'll, you know, have to get up and pee or something. And I'm, you know, I look over and I'm like, good Lord, look at that. And I'm like, I could be a good husband and sort of pull the covers, you know, back to where they're covering all of her. But I won't. Instead, I'll just check it out. You know what I mean? And then I fight myself. I go, oh, my God, I just got to give her the old Donald Trump. I just got to, you know, reach out and grab her, wake her up and take her the way a man should take his woman, you know. And then I always tell myself, well, you know, that's got to be some form of rape or something that I'm doing. that can't be legal, you know, in most places. So I keep myself from forcing, you know. From forcing myself on her. But she does look good. You know what I mean? So I know what you're talking about, Spank.
It'd be okay if you didn't use the handcuffs, Rick.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's just...
That's when you get in trouble.
I mean, the real reason that I don't... It's not that I think my wife would press rape charges against me. But it's just that I think she would be so pissed off. It's like, you woke me up you know, 10 minutes before my alarm went off. You know what I mean? That, oh, my God, my wife would go nuts. Because for her, every second of sleep, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Every second matters, man. Oh, my God. Well, I'm having listeners that are sending in, and they're saying, okay, ask Rage what was up with yesterday. So, Rage, what the hell was going on yesterday? Why were you so mad at us? You hung up on us.
I didn't hang up. I was still listening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you just weren't talking.
Exactly.
Brent says, Ray, I don't ever, and I mean ever, need to know anything about Rage having sex or anything about Rage's sex life. Also, I guess our listeners don't like this line of questioning I'm giving you, Rage. So yesterday you hung up when it was, we were talking.
I didn't hang up.
Oh, whenever you stop talking was because I said that back in the break and curfew days, when all that stuff went down with Sarah Jane, you got angry when we would say it sounded like a date rape. And you were all angry. So it's like nobody called you a date raper. We were simply saying, hey, it sounds like it was some kind of date rape. Nobody ever said that, nobody implied Sarah Jane wasn't willing. In fact, we probably
just look at it like this.
What?
It must have been a gigolo moment, you know. I got paid for her to give me head.
Well, that's what I mean. And she said, and she even said that, was it? She started with you against the wall, and eventually you were on the bed. So at no point, no one was holding anyone down. So when we say that,
back in the breaking curfew days, when those two words got brought up,
you got all angry.
It made life a little bad for me.
No one was saying you date raped anyone.
Well, no. If you look at it technically now,
yeah,
it was a gigolo thing. I got paid for her to give me head.
Yes. That was the whole point. It was kind of a crappy thing to do.
But that's not even why I called today.
But you did, I mean, you know, you did say, you set her up by going, oh, well, I'd love to call you and get together again, but my phone's broken.
Anyhow,
but you said my phone's turned off, so if I had some money.
Are you going to allow me to give you the reason why I'm really calling today?
Well, just hold on a second. I'm trying to wrap up a segment we started. You know, a segment started 6 years ago.
When I'm trying to call in goodwill.
I'm not burying you at all.
Goodwill, she said she's hung like a hamster.
Yeah, no, she's okay, all right, we'll stop talking. All right, we'll stop then. I won't even get into the rest, the compliment I was going to give from her, but that's all right. You want to stop, so you go ahead.
Oh, I was actually calling to thank you.
For what?
You know, you took some nowhere-going kid back in the day, and, you know, you gave him something to believe in.
Oh.
When you had me on QLZ.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Spanky. Oh.
No.
So you're thanking me for making you famous. Oh, it's very nice of you.
Well, okay, there's different levels of fame.
What do you mean?
Now, you were famous.
Oh, well, thank you, yes. And?
JTP was famous.
Yes, he was, very much so. Earned
very
it.
Much so.
Earned it. Earned
you had me in the conversation of being known in Springfield.
Right.
Which I do thank you for.
Whether they loved or hated you, they knew who you were.
But that is something I will thank you for.
A lot of people hated it. Thank you, Victor. Well, you're very welcome.
Well, a lot of people hated me, but you know what?
Very welcome.
I was doing my job right then.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Ray.
Look at that. It only took him How many years?
15.
You have something like that to thank me? It's about goddamn time, I'll tell you that.
Hey, you know what? Don't sour the moment with the whole about goddamn time thing. Don't sour the moment.
It took him long enough to thank me.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that weirdo Toby and weirdo freak around.
Oh, hold on. Toby was there before I got there.
Oh, so you there? Yeah, was he real? Was that true?
Yes, he was, because he did the shopping cart into the frozen lake.
Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, I my memory is bad around those days. So
Toby,
who did you bring in? Help me out.
I brought Freak.
Okay.
Toby brought me and Freak.
Okay. How did he know you?
I've known Toby for years.
Right.
Like my deceased, my deceased parents basically raised him. When they were still alive and we were younger, my parents basically raised Toby.
Oh, so you grew up together?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you met each other different ways.
No, we grew up together.
Anal in the prison? No, they didn't have anything in prison. You weren't in prison with any of them, were you?
I was never in prison.
Oh.
Didn't sleep in the same bed with him, did you?
Right.
Nope.
Okay.
Well, we were poor, so, and we had to sleep in the same bedroom.
So, you know,
played with
my about
penis.
That question, how about that umpire from last night?
Right. Well, I'm still trying to remember the past here, because I, you know.
No, Toby and TJ brought me and Freak in.
And what year did you come in?
03?
Was Jimmy? Where the hell was Jimmy when this was going on?
Jimmy just got hurt when you brought me in from the Adam ship or the apartment 26 incident.
From the fireworks.
Yeah, the fireworks that went inside of him, and you guys had to rush him to the hospital.
So that's when you started, was after Jim's, because I forget these things.
Yeah, because it was the Seven Dust Cold concert. I was working security.
And that, what was the name of that band? Adam, I think it was Adam Ship.
No, it was Apartment 26.
No, it wasn't. I know it wasn't Apartment 26. I know that for a fact. It was Adam
Ship. Well, then it was Adam Ship then. It was one of those two. Because they shot the bottle rocket the wrong way in Jimmy. They had it on videotape.
Yeah.
And then Smash, Norm, myself, we kept knocking on their trailer trying to get the videotape.
And it magically disappeared.
And they vamped because they knew they fucked up bad.
Jimmy's lawyer wanted to get the videotape. I remember that. And they claimed it was disappeared, that it was gone.
Yeah, and that's when you guys rushed Jimmy to the hospital. You and Smash told me to stay by the Seven Dust and Cold bus. And that's when the next day, you know, I came out, checked, see how Jimmy and stuff was. And you were like, well, why don't you stick around?
I was never, you know, the thing is, when that happened, I wasn't there. Remember, I was home watching the Cubs. I was watching a Cubs game and Mikey called me.
And said, then everyone rushed to the hospital.
Mikey said, dude, you won't believe what happened. I go, what? He goes, ugh. Jimmy's ass just blew up. I go, what? Jimmy's ass just blew up. I go, oh, Jesus. That's what happened. I go, what happened? He goes, Smash. He said, Smash was live. He asked Jimmy if he'd do it, and Jimmy said, yeah, it should be cool. And then Mikey says, a band came up and thought it'd be funny to put the fireworks in backwards.
And it ruptured his colon.
Yeah, it
didn't
caused
it?
A bottle rocket to shoot up his ass instead of, you know, the other way. Which, because the whole thing was, is Jimmy put a tube, Jimmy put a tube in his ass, all right?
That's how he did. Shoot the bottle rocket out in the air.
So he put the bottle rocket in the tube. And then he would light the bottle rocket and it would fly out. That's how he did it. There was a tube in his ass that protected his ass, and he'd fire him, and he'd move his ass to fire him. And for some reason, and it was always like somebody, you know, on Team Morning Disaster that put the fireworks in. And for some reason, and I can't remember who was putting the fireworks in, for some reason they decided to let some band do it. you know, somebody who'd never done it before.
And the band thought it'd be funny to flip it around the opposite way.
Yeah, so, but in hindsight, and I can't remember who the hell it was.
Well, Norm was there that night. Smash was there.
It's like whoever allowed the band to do it. That might be the person that I should have been mad at. Spanky, right?
Yep.
I mean, it'd be whoever the hell.
I'm trying to think who else was there.
Was it Rage that did it?
No.
Whoever the hell was
it? Personally, I don't remember who did it. I know I was clear on the other side of the building when it happened. And
that could be the person.
After that, all hell broke loose.
That could be the person.
I ran and got Spanky.
That person is the murderer of Jim. Whoever it was that allowed that to happen. It probably was that Toby.
I don't know, because Freak was on the inside doing security.
Yeah.
I was on the outside by the buses.
Right. See, that's what I mean.
I don't know.
You were there before Jim got injured.
Well, you were having me work security because TJ and you were doing a little radio bit on the outside of the Illinois building.
No, not when that happened, though. I wasn't there when it happened.
You weren't even there, Ray.
I was at home. I was watching
Someone was outside with TJ doing a radio bit, because that's how I met everyone.
Okay. Hmm. Well, whoever the person was that...
probably was Toby's dumbass.
That allowed that to happen. They're the murderer of Jim. I want them arrested.
Arresting them's too nice. Let's beat the hell out of them.
Because I'm sure I could connect them to his death. Damage he received on that day led him
to... It was bad.
Led him to use drugs for the first time. Eventually, his drug use...
Caused him to smoke weed.
His drug use led to... caused him to get on those damn pain pills. I will say that he was on pain pills.
Yes, he was.
I mean, I don't know if the pain pills had anything to do with his death, but he did have a heart attack, you know. He had a heart attack while he was sleeping. That's something that could have been from the pain pills. I mean, I don't know. Should blame that person for Jim's death. I want them arrested. Thrown in the hoosegow.
Can't we just tie him up and beat him up?
I don't know who the hell it was. I don't know who it was. One of these days they'll have to do a special show on it, you know. The incident, get everybody involved and
you know, everyone from the old crew.
I think that they did talk about it though when I did that I started putting together that 20-year special for WQLZ, and they talked about it during that. I'll have to pull up that audio and see what people said, because I interviewed a bunch of... You know what I'm talking about?
I knew the special you did, but I was never contacted.
Spanky, did you ever hear... Did I ever play that special for you?
I don't think you ever played it. We talked about it, though.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, I don't know if I ever played it, but I'm saying that I did... interview a bunch of people.
Oh, yeah.
During that time. I wonder where the hell that is. I wouldn't even know. I know it's got to be somewhere in my goods. And I own it. It's not like I it's not like I gave away rights to QLZ because they fired me after I put, you know. After
all I know is I got my ass chewed out for 3 hours afterwards.
I was like, I put in like, you know, 40 free hours or something, didn't get paid for it. Or I don't know, maybe I did, I don't know.
Spanky, you said you got chewed out afterwards?
Yes, I did, for 3 hours.
And I was at the buses, and I was told not to let anyone on, and that's the first time I met Storm.
Well, she didn't have anything to do with it, you know.
No. I'm just saying that's the first time I met her was because they were all going to the buses to hang out and everything. That was the first time I met her.
Oh, you're implying she was with the bands.
No, she was going to go see Cold and Seven Dust, not frickin' whoever the hell else was there.
Yeah. Well, there was an implication in his voice as if she was up to no good.
No, there was, is she there the person was no who did implication.
It? Did she, is she the one who was responsible for Jim's death?
No.
Oh. I thought we were on to something there.
No.
Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
I think I wouldn't be surprised if Toby had something to do with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's a no good. No good, Nick.
No, he isn't any good.
Yeah. Troublemaker there. So that was 2000.
I knew he was the reason he got pissed off a lot at the station.
What year was that?
The Seven Dust Cold concert.
Late in 2003.
It was in 2003.
All right, I'm just going to not listen. This could be a mess, everyone. I found 2003 segment of that disaster, or the morning, what is it? The WQLZ 20th. I'm just going to click on it and see what plays, if this has anything to do, and we'll see what people say. I don't know what this is. I'm just going to play it. I don't want to confuse anybody. All right, so let me play this. Hold on. Let me see here. Fast forward a little bit.
2005.
Oh, this is 2005.
The worst band.
All right, we don't want that. It was 2003. Here it is. Oh, okay, hold on. Here we go. All right, 2003. Here we go. That sounds like it could be something.
2003.
I always felt bad for the midday people because, well, we
no, that's midday people.
You know, you got.
Let me fast forward here.
What mattered to our listeners and, you know, what they were most interested in, how they were spending their...
Where's Jim's ass getting,
Skits, it was more music-based, but I had the elements of a morning show. I had some new... metal and, you know, phone screener Tommy and...
Dysfunctional, messed up members of society... and give them a platform and a place in this world and make them all come together and function. I mean,
I'll tell you this. I'm a great coach. I'm really a great coach. I love,
this is, I don't know what that's, I think they're talking about. I don't know what that is. Hold on. I don't hear anything about Jim's ass blowing up though.
In their life, almost have to leave home, wherever that is, to
I don't know. I didn't hear anything about Jim's ass getting blown up.
Oh, hey, I just found out when it was, Ray.
When was it?
Mother's Day 2004.
Oh, well, no wonder, Ray. You got me in the wrong year.
Good God.
Hold on.
Blue, and just want to talk to us about different things happening on the old radio. So Mayor Davlin was a great guy.
You talk about Mayor Davlin.
Because, Hello? I got a text from TJ, and TJ remembered.
Let me fast forward here.
I remember there was one particular bottle rocket that...
There it is. He's talking about it. Oh, it's Norm.
Thank you. A bunch of us were inside good.
Okay, I'm going to rewind this a little bit, and we'll see if we can hear it. All right, let's give it a listen. I think they're going to talk about the incident right here. This is from 2004. They're talking about Jim's ass.
No. You know, it's funny if you're going to be remembered for something, that's kind of, I'm talking about me, not Jim, that's your kind of your crowning moment as a manager, was managing through that situation. But, yeah, Mike
was
doing his thing, which is kind of, you know, again, the detail work at the concert, and it was just pre-show.
Oh, wow. Crazy.
There's Mikey talking about it. Let's see what he says.
It was Mother's Day.
Mikey,
if I remember right. I know it was a holiday. It was a Sunday, and it was a holiday. I don't think it was Father's Day. I think it was Mother's Day. And, you know, we were there. It was at the Expo building. And we were so busy inside, Glenn and I, and I'm not Spanky. A bunch of us were inside busy doing getting the stuff ready for the show. And Jim was outside doing his broadcast with, I'm not sure who he was on the air with. It might have been Norm. I don't recall.
Yeah, that was a fun day. I remember that very well. I was actually standing on top of the Hummer with Jim. We were launching bottle rockets out of Jim's ass on top of the Hummer, and it was a bit we'd done a million times before, and it was always funny, always a crowd pleaser. And I remember there was one particular bottle rocket that we launched it off, it shot out in the crowd, everybody laughed and cheered, and then all of a sudden we looked down and Jim had fallen off the Hummer and was on the ground rolling around. I remember looking down and he's just like, I just blew my ass up, and just ran off into the building. I went after him to follow him, check it out, make sure he was okay, and I got a good look at what had happened, and yeah, sure enough, he had totally blown his ass off, so I had to go and make the 911 call. That was fun. And, good times.
All I remember is people coming in and saying, we need to talk to Mikey, or we need to talk to Mikey and Glenn, something's happened, and we were busy. We were in a meeting. I think we were in the meeting with the tour manager for Seven Dust. And, you know, it was one of those things that we had to say, hey, can it wait? And I said, no, Jim got hurt. And here's what happened. We had to actually stop. And, you know, and I remember walking up, and Jim was laying down. And, you know, as much as I know the guy was hurt, you know, he always had that spot to where, you know, he could come up with the funniest line. And I remember walking right up to Jim in his plain as day and saying, my ass exploded, as he's laying there, probably in more pain than you could possibly think of. And that was his comment to me.
I got the details of Jim's ass being blown up by Mikey. And he, you know, he's the one who told me what was going on. And he found out through Norm, and the whole thing was a mess.
But I'll tell you what, this thing was big. I mean, it was all over the internet. It was all over the news. Everybody was talking about it. And to this day, if I Google my name, one of the things I always find, Mikey, if I hit Mike Austin, or if I hit Mikey or Mikey QLZ, it comes up to where someone interviewed. I find the interview where someone was asking me about Jim shooting bottle rockets out of his ass, and I had to explain, you know, he'd done it before, and this was just, you know, he'd done it zillions of times, and it never happened. This is the time that it happened. So, yeah, it was pretty crazy, but no matter what you hear about it, it was true. Jim definitely blew his ass up with the bottle rocket.
Yeah, so there you go. That was a bunch of people talking about what happened the day Jim blew his ass up. I wonder why I didn't get Spanky. I should have interviewed him, but you weren't there, were you? I mean,
I was in the building with Mikey and him.
Yeah, so Norm is the one.
I did not see Jimmy until 3 o'clock the next morning at the hospital.
Yeah, I went over to the hospital. I was there that day.
That's when you and I met over there.
Yeah, and he showed us. Oh my God, his ass was disgusting. So, yeah, that happened at Mother's Day 2004. That's right. TJ was right. And, damn. That was crazy. But Norm was the one. Norm was one of the people. I don't know who the other people were, but I thought he might have said in that interview. But even in that interview, Norm doesn't mention who else was up there with them.
Mm-hmm.
I do know this. I know that Smash was doing his show. I know it was on Smash's show. And we know that Norm was up there. And somebody let someone from that band up, and the guy, I do remember the guy from the band is the one who said, oh, here, let me help, and he's the one who put the fireworks in backwards, you know, that blew up in his ass, you know.
And they were videotaping it.
And they taped it, yeah. I do know that. But there was somebody else up there. I can't remember who the other person was. And Norm doesn't mention him. And I'm sure that that's the murderer, you know. Now I'm calling someone a murderer. Who'd have known? Who would have known? Yeah. So there you go. That was kind of interesting. I mean, that you know, that actually came across pretty well. I've never really listened back to that stuff. You know? So there you go. There is your.
I just got a text from TJ.
Yeah.
And he says it sounds like it was Norm's fault.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we know that Norm was up there with him, but I thought there was someone else. That's what I'm saying. I think there was someone else besides Norm. If not, then Norm's the murderer.
Shame, shame, shame.
Right, Spanky?
That's right. I also blame Rage for doing security by the bus and not stopping it.
Yeah, he was busy.
He was wanting to
sign autographs, you know.
I was told not to move. I was told to guard the buses with my life.
How hard is it to guard a bus with a door on it that's locked?
Yeah. In other words, boy, if I was wanting to keep people from knowing I murdered, I'd probably make up a story. Oh, I was watching a locked door.
I was guarding the bus.
Yeah.
You're
right. That's like a good excuse a murderer would use. Or one of those guys in Rage's crew.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, somebody did piss. One of them pissed. Maybe it was Toby. Someone did make me angry, and I don't know why. I was short fused for some reason. This is back around that time. And they were having a meeting. This is, you know, Jimmy's home, and these guys, they're having a meeting, getting ready for whatever. One of them, and I don't, maybe you remember this, Rage, because, you know, it might have been you, but I don't think it was. I think it was one of the other guys. And I remember I liked Freak. I actually liked Freak. I felt bad for Freak, and I love the fact that, like Freak worked hard, you know. Maybe it was Toby. One of you guys made me so angry, though. Like, and this is what I remember. And Spanky, maybe you remember this, but they had said, so they were there, and one of them was like, they were so, I don't even know why this bugged me. But it's like they were on the show for like.
TJ's tossing info.
They were like on the show for like 2 weeks, and somebody's like, talking about how much autographs they're, you know what I mean? And I'm like, what?
That was Toby.
And I was like, what's with the freaking autographs? Like talking about
that
how.
That was Toby.
Oh, and we're doing the bit. I've got to sign all these autographs. And I'm like, you know what? People earn that. You earn giving autographs. You've been on the show a week signing autographs. And I just remember getting so
TJ
upset.
TJ just sent me some information.
Yeah.
Toby said that the dickhole from the band broke the stick off from the bottle rocket. I think Toby had blame as well.
Because he must have been up there.
So if Toby was able to account exactly what happened.
He must have been up there.
Then he had to have been up there.
So
guilty as charged.
Yeah, so Rage brought Toby in.
No, Toby brought me in.
Seems very convenient.
Toby brought me in.
And he... So for all we know, Toby's the murderer.
So then you covered up for him so he can be the murderer.
I say we hang Toby upside down and use him as a pinata.
Yeah, it does sound... I mean, but I do remember that. Do you remember... I don't know if... Maybe I'm the only one that... I don't know if I brought that up.
No, I remember the autograph thing.
He talked about signing autographs, and I'm like, kid, you've been in radio like, you know... 2 days signing autographs.
For a cup of coffee.
Yeah, it's like you work your ass off and you go sign an autograph.
Yes. Yeah,
and I remember somebody on the show, I don't know, maybe a Spanky or Mikey, whoever, somebody that I actually respected, sure as hell didn't respect Toby, you know. Somebody I respected was like, who the hell is this kid's worried about? Or no, I know what it was. He didn't do something. It was a mobile unit bit, okay? And I'm like, on the mobile unit bits, this is what goes down. We explained it. Jimmy explained it over the phone to you guys. Mikey explained. Everybody was telling people how to do stuff. And this, he didn't do something. And I was like, why in the hell wasn't this done? And then Norm was meeting with him or whatever. And I remember him saying, he was supposed to clean up or something, you know. And I think he's having Rage do all the cleanup. Or Freak or whatever to do all the cleanup. And he was like, oh, I had to stick around, you know, stick around because people want autographs or something. And I can't, like I said, it was a long time ago. And I was so angry. I'm like, who the F do you think you are hanging around in case someone wanted your autograph?
And see, that was his biggest issue.
He was wanting to be famous.
Like, we would leave. Because you knew I had wrestling going on at the time, too.
Right, yeah.
And he would go to the training and be like, oh, I'm Toby from QLZ. Look at me.
Oh, yeah. He loved it. I mean, come on. It's like, you get, kid, you got to earn it. You're nobody until you earn it.
And you know what, people? You know what I would say to people when they ask me about QLZ? I'm not famous. I'm not Ray. I'm not none of them, but I'm there.
And by the way, what were they supposed to say? I'll remind you what you guys were supposed to say. I'm not from QLZ. I'm from the Morning Disaster. That's what it was supposed to be. I remember we told people, you're not with QLZ. You're with the Morning Disaster. And by the way, you know, there's nothing more pathetic than offering your interview. I have never offered an interview to anyone. I mean, an interview, an autograph. I've never offered an autograph to anyone. Never have.
If they want it, they ask.
Oh, I got to hang around to give it an autograph. What are they going to do with your autograph? Wipe their ass with it? Make everything else useless? Oh, that would make me so mad.
He's the same one, Ray, we had trouble with at State Fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he had the badge because we got him in to help, and then he'd go around wanting free food. I'm with the radio station.
Oh, man, I tell you what.
Yeah, he was always going around walking away from the beer tent while Freak and I were staying there.
Up to no good, wanting his fame. Good Lord.
Because remember, we ended up taking his badge before the fair was over.
I remember somebody got in trouble.
Yeah, we took it.
I do remember that whole autograph.
You guys took his.
I know who was angry. Sean. Sean was the one who was pissed off. Like, who the F would want his autograph? You remember Spake?
Oh, yeah.
Sean was really touchy about that.
All three of us got in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, we yelled at you about that, too. But Rage, I will give you... I mean, we yelled at you a lot about that, but you would
you
stop.
Guys yelled at me.
Yep.
Because Freak and I went to the station.
Yep.
Because Shattermask was out there, and they had stuff of ours that we were trying to get back from them. And we got in trouble for going out to the station during Bandemonium.
Right. Which you had nothing to do with.
Yeah, no, we were just trying to get our stuff back.
Right.
You know, and Smash took mine and Freak's badges.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys took Toby's badges because he was going around getting free stuff trying to be famous.
Unbelievable.
But I'll admit, we were wrong for going to the station. We were just trying to get our property back.
Yeah. It was nuts.
And what were you saying about you guys yelled at me a lot?
I'm saying we yelled at you a lot, but that you released it, like, we didn't take your bat, or we didn't, you know, we didn't permanently kick you out like a Toby.
I stayed around the beer tent when I was needed, except for when me and Freak tried to go get our property back from Shattermask. That was the one thing we screwed up on.
And then my favorite thing is when Sharon... And then, of course, Sharon ended up, and I think that's made a best of show. Did that make it? I can't remember if that made a best of show or not.
The whole opening the door for people?
Yeah, whatever it was when Sharon got really mad and threw you out of the building and, God damn
it. And I kicked Freak in the nuts.
God, that was great. I did love that bit. I loved the bit where Sharon was so angry that she... kicked Rage out of the building. And I'll tell you the other thing. You want to know the other thing that Rage got in trouble for, Spank? You probably remember this. He went and bothered that wrestler, the one with the big ass.
Oh, you mean when I was trying to get you the interview?
Yes. Who was the wrestler that stuck his ass in
it? It was Rikishi.
Rikishi, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Stink ass.
Yeah. He starts going.
He wasn't the one who got mad at me. It was the promoter who got pissed at me.
Oh, and we were like, what's he doing? And Rage is like, well, if you want me to wrestle with you, I guess I could wrestle. It's like, who the hell?
I never said that.
You were putting yourself over.
I never said that.
I'm going to have to play. I will. If we do that Rage special, I'm putting that on there.
I'll say it's got to be on there.
Yeah, I do have the Rage.
And it has been played. No. It's been played. It's been played within the last 8 months.
But no, the two things that I got in trouble for was by the promoter because he felt like I was just a fan trying to bug Rikishi.
Right. Right. Certainly weren't doing that.
Well, no, I wasn't trying to bug him. I was trying to get the interview for you.
Right.
And then me and Freak going out to the station to get our property back from Shattermath. Those were the two screw-ups I had while working for you at the station.
I'll be damned.
And I was wrong on both of them because, you know what? If you wanted the interview, you should have sent Smash.
Listen to him. Yeah, because he was busy. Well, I guess if you need someone to wrestle him, I guess I could. Or
I never said that.
I'm like, he's trying to put himself over.
Oh, no. No, I knew better than that.
I knew he was. Trying to put himself
I knew
over.
Better than that. Shit, I wasn't in the business more than a year.
Trying to put himself
I'm not
over.
That stupid.
That's what he was doing.
I've done some boneheaded things, but I'm not stupid enough to be 1 year in the business try to put myself in there with a vet like that. Fuck no, I would have got my ass killed.
Trying to put himself over, Spanky.
Jury still out on that.
Yep.
Spanky. I'm trying to understand you, but I don't speak redneck.
Oh, here
so
we go.
Well, it's okay. I didn't ask you to speak redneck, so just shut the hell up. I was talking to Raymond. Thank you. Now, is there anything else you want to say?
Oh, yeah. I think coming up, there's going to be a debate.
What there ain't going to be no debate. Geez. I am not going to waste my time with an imbecile like you debating anything that has to do with presidential elections or anything of that note.
So you're scared?
Am I scared of what?
I wanted to have an actual debate about the problems that are going on in our nation, and you are not willing to have an intellectual debate with
Fine.
Me, which means one. Which
an
means
interracial
one of two
debate?
Things.
What are you
intellectual.
Saying?
Now, intellectual.
Now I got to ask
in
you,
other
Rage.
Words, using your brain.
Rage.
What's an intellectual?
Can I ask? What can I
Go
ask?
Ahead, Raymond.
Why would anyone want to hear? Why would anyone want to hear what you think on anything?
Hey, I'm wanting to run for president in 2020.
Oh, for heaven's
Are you serious?
I'm 100% serious.
You're dead serious. You think being a felon and being locked up in the Sangamon County Jail
makes
you president.
I've never been a felon.
If he did,
okay,
if he did run
for
president,
for
all I'd have to do is play one clip. All I'd have
oh,
to
no,
do is
I admit,
play
I
one
called
clip.
You from the Sangamon County Jail.
From the Sangamon County Jail. From the Sangamon County Jail.
I'll admit that.
Hey, Ray, it's Rage.
But I have never been a felon.
Okay. We'll erase that from the mark, but still.
Who in the hell would want to?
You're following Donald Trump's footsteps of groping women.
Grabbing pussies. Do you grab pussies? That's what got it. You see, this is what I mean. This is what. Now everyone who's grabbed a pussy somehow thinks they can run for president. Donald Trump is not good for America.
I never said he was.
I'm going to make America grab pussies again. Again, it's rigged.
I'd rather vote for the Iron Sheik than Donald Trump.
Is
oh my God!
Is pussy grabbing us? At-
this show went mentally retarded. Jesus Christ!
Spanky does. Spanky and I talked yesterday. He thinks it is mentally retarded that you guys are doing any bit that involves you running for president. By the way,
who said this?
Spanky.
Me.
Yeah.
We're just trying to have fun.
I'm just saying that we were talking yesterday. He's like, I just think it's so retarded. Gonna have him. He wouldn't have you run for president of what? Some kind of fan club or something.
I wouldn't have
okay,
you run
Ray,
for president
why don't
of
you
my
run?
Book club.
Yeah, of his book club.
And I
Ray, why don't
book.
You run?
I'm not gonna run. Are you kidding?
Dude, I've turned down chances to run for actual office where people have gone to me and said, this is a true story. I had a, I'm not going to say what position they wanted me to run for, but somebody was leaving their position, right?
Right.
And so someone goes to me and says, this is when I was doing talk radio. This is not when I was doing like morning disaster stuff. But they went to me and they said, you have name recognition amongst, you know, people of this age group. And they said, we think it'd be great if you would consider running for this. And I told them, and I'm not going to get into it all, but they were, I said, I'm not a member of your party. I said, I'm actually a, and I told them that I, you know, and they thought I was part of the different party.
I'm just saying.
Now, I'm not going to get into it all, but yeah. And I had to say, well, I'm not, that's not what I am. I can't run as that. And which was ridiculous. Because even they said, well, you know, you won't win, but you have the name recognition to. And I went, wait a minute. Then what, I'm not going to do something with losing, you know, if I know I'm going to lose. But, you know, and by the way, I forgot what I was going to get at. Because right when I was doing it, I got a message. I read the message, and my mind totally went blank because I'm so freaking deluded. Oh, I know what it was. Yeah, if my recognition is so wonderful, all right, which all the time I remember how, we just did research, and your name recognition's really good and blah, blah, blah. Okay. Well, obviously it doesn't mean shit because I'm not even working in radio. So sick of people talking about how important name recognition is. You know?
And if that party was so worried about your name recognition, why were they setting you up to lose?
Well, they just wanted to put, they needed somebody that had appeal of young, And I'm like, I don't know if I have the appeal. I said, the young people don't know who I am. And this was, I mean, this was a 2000, God, 10 or 11. Or, it was just crazy. And I'm like, what? Like, no. Oh, I take it. I know what it was. It was to be appointed to something. They wanted me to get an interview to be appointed for something. So the whole thing was about me getting an interview by someone whose job it was. And I'm trying to be vague about what the job was, but.
Oh, be vague, because we don't need people blowing you up about it again.
Well, it was stupid. I mean, I thought, it was just, I mean, I hate to be vague. It's like I'm vague booking or whatever the hell they call it. But, yeah, it was me going interview and then have them decide whether or not it's something that I can, my name, they could float my name as being someone who could be considered for something. But they said, yeah, they're not going to pick you. They just want names to float. So that's basically what it was. So it wasn't even running. And the whole thing was the person who eventually got it, they had to be able to run for it in the next thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this just sounds really bad. Like, it would just sounds really bad for me. Now, some people might go, I'm sure that someone could tell me it was a bad move on my part to not, you know. But I certainly, you know, I wasn't interested. And I'm sure somebody could tell me how I should have been interested. Like, I'm sure somebody like P Double will send me a letter saying, you dumbass, this is why you should have blah, 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 you know. And then I'll go, oh, yeah, they're right. I probably should have. But the whole thing had to do with name recognition. What I'm saying is name recognition. I don't know how important, they always say how important name recognition is. But there's a bunch of people that know. I mean, I don't think there's no 20-year-olds who know who the fuck I am. But there are, you know, there's definitely a lot of people over the age of like 35, between like 60, know who I am, you know. And it doesn't help me. It's like I have all this name recognition, or so-called name recognition now, and I can't even get a job. No one will even hire me.
So
and then when they
I
do think about it, they don't want to pay me.
Your
anymore.
Internet station.
yeah.
is coinciding with a wrestling company out of Springfield.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about Brawloween. Brawloween was our main sponsor last week. Yeah, Brawloween is Saturday. And
there's going to be a lot of wrestlers there.
There's a 30-man battle royal. I know there's one guy that's so fat they're afraid he's going to break the ring during the battle royal. I can't remember what his name is, but
I know quite a few of the wrestlers that are going to be there.
I know he gets very angry when they play the Oompa Loompa theme when he.
Mm.
That was new. Was that New Midwest that did it? Who did that?
3CW.
3CW. That's right. I know that I thought it was funny, but at the same time, I remember saying, "Oh, that's very insulting."
Oh, it was.
Did you ever hear that story, Spanky?
Yeah, about Oompa Loompa.
Yeah, this wrestling group invited Rage to come because Rage's name is what he wrestles is Gavin Alexander, and he's like,
mm-hmm.
What is his? They call him what? Gavin Alexander.
Oh, my moniker.
Yeah.
The Slaughterville Nightmare.
The Slaughterville Nightmare. And they invite him to come wrestle, and he goes to wrestle, and he's, you know, and his character is rude and obnoxious and a badass, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he goes to walk to the ring, and rather than play his, you know.
My entrance music.
Yeah, his whatever the music was. But whatever, rather than play his music, which is supposed to be this hardcore, you know.
Yeah.
Heavy guitar, melodic. No. Instead, he goes to go up and they play the freaking Oompa Loompa theme from Willy Wonka.
I remember what my theme music was from that time.
What was it?
It was Debonair by Dope.
Only you would remember that. Yeah, so he goes to go up there and they play the Willy Wonka Oompa Loompa theme. And then I wasn't there, but they say that Rage got really pissed off.
Oh, I did.
And then wouldn't like threaten to not go work for him again. I don't know what it was, but
ooh.
All because they played the Oompa Loompa. I would have loved to have seen that on video, or you know. But you are this
for about 6 years of that place. It happened.
So I would love to have seen that. So. This Saturday, Rage is part of the 30-man battle royal.
Oh, he is?
At Brawloween, yeah.
Well, I might have to get tickets and go check that out.
Well,
right?
I can't, if I remember, I thought that TJ said, did TJ call you, Spank?
No.
I want to say that TJ said he was thinking of going. I can't. I was going to go. But now I got two things going. The Cubs game's going on, and my wife and I had to move our hotel night, okay,
mm-hmm.
from last weekend. She wants to move it to Saturday, but, you know, it's the Cubs game. I think I want to be home and watching the Cubs game.
I can tell you now, a lot of the wrestlers are probably going to be watching the game on their phone.
Yeah, it's crazy that there's a World Series game the same night. So that's why I can't miss a World Series game. I mean,
there's going to be a lot of good.
Oh, I'm sure
there's going to be a lot of good wrestlers in this battle royal.
I'm sure Brawloween's going to be fantastic. I really do. And I told Tim that I'd love to be there. But I mean, come on! I've been rooting for the Cubs for 50 freaking years, and they never do. They didn't do squat. They're finally in the World Series, and I'm gonna, you know, it's like so I know that's what I'm. I know it's going to be great, and the. I know some of the names appearing in the Battle Royal, and it's going to be fantastic. And I know
which names do you know?
I'm not going to say because I think they want to keep it a surprise. But there's a lot of people showing up, and Rage, you're one of them. And
yes.
I don't want to give everything away. And
Heavyweight title match is going to be phenomenal.
Yes, and I even have my feeling of who's going to win the Brawloween the Battle Royal. And just not the heavyweight, but like the number one contender match is really good. I mean, if you like wrestling and you've been a fan of local wrestling especially, you will love Brawloween, which is at Lamphere. And it's Saturday night, starting at, I think doors open 6 maybe. And tickets aren't that much. It's a great time. And I was going to go, but I just can't go there.
because I like the
guy. Now, who are you picking for the Battle Royal?
Anyone but Gavin Alexander. The anarchist or whatever the hell his name is.
Who are you picking for the heavyweight title match?
It will stay. It will. If I had to
guess. You think Derek Moss is holding?
If I had to guess, I think he'll retain.
Okay. Tag team title match.
What's his name? The two guys, the boys or whatever. What do they call themselves?
The Hot Boys.
The Hot Boys. Yeah, I think the Hot Boys will win it.
Benz and Scotty Cash.
Well, Scotty's been around forever, and he's great. Yeah, so I see the boys, and you know I know those guys from the New Midwest days. So yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
So those are my predictions.
It's gonna be an interesting night.
Those are my predictions, and I would love to go, but you know, I can't. I'm either gonna be in a hotel naked watching the Cubs game with my wife. Or I'll be in my house watching the Cubs game with my, you know, wife.
With your wife.
And daughter. My daughter also, she's such a huge Cubs fan. She really is.
Oh, and TJ's photographic memory is kicking in again.
Yeah.
He corrected me on my entrance music.
Well, yeah.
It was South Texas Death Ride by Union Underground.
God, what a horrible song that.
South Texas Death Ride wasn't a horrible song.
Just a horrible name for a song. South Texas Death
Ride. I thought it was Macho Man by the Village People.
Rage, I will give you $5 if you enter to Macho Man by the Village People. Oh my God!
Well, you're not going to be there.
I'll tell you what I saw that I thought, and I don't watch a lot of wrestling, but there was this guy from England or Scotland or something who entered to music from Madonna.
Grado.
And he's a tough guy, but he was entering to this, you know, to a Madonna song.
Like,
but he pulled it off.
Like a prayer.
He pulled it off. And
he's over.
Yeah, he still remained over and badass and everything, entering to a Madonna song. I thought was really cool. So I'd love to see Rage become a good guy and enter to Macho Man.
Or YMCA.
Yeah. I'll tell you, and I know Rage didn't like this, but I once had a whole storyline for him written up.
I remember
to
that.
To try to get Rage to go from bad guy to good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I told it to a couple people. They were like, oh, you know, they said that would work. I said, yeah, I'd make him into a star. I said, but Rage is, you know, he won't do it. His ego won't allow him to do what's better. So, oh, well. Well, listen, so you're not angry at us anymore for the date rape comment?
I still don't like the terminology.
Well, I just said, but you're over it now. You're not still angry.
I would like to know who brought it up during breaking curfew.
It was Gully. It was Gully. It was a joke.
Yeah, well,
and it was a joke. He goes, it sounds like I'll have to bring Gully on to or try to find the episode. But Gully goes, it sounds more like a date rape ray or however the hell he said it, you know. And we started laughing because I don't know why we weren't saying that. By the way, we weren't saying that date rape is funny. We weren't saying it. We were just saying, like, the whole thing is, like, what kind of guy, you know, was a date raper. And somehow it was just, we were making fun of Rage, as we always do, because he gets so mad. And Gully said, he sounds like he could be a date raper, Ray, you know, in his Liverpudlian accent.
And that caused a lot of hell for me.
And Rage got all angry. I mean, you do have to admit.
Oh, I got pissed as hell. You damn
and
right.
When you got so pissed off, okay? It's when you got so angry.
I threatened to go to England and punch Gully in the mouth.
When you got angry, it made us say things like, oh, well, maybe he is really a date raper because he's overly sensitive about it. So that's how it spread. It spread because you got so angry about the date rape comment that it made it seem like somehow you were, you know, like it was too close to home. And the whole joke was, well, maybe he is a date raper. And then they started saying, well, maybe he's been the one date raped. So that's how it happened. Yeah, that's how it happened.
And then it almost got a lot of shit happened.
I know, but that's what we... I don't know who thinks you're really a date raper. I mean, that seems like it's on you. I mean...
Fuck no.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know... I don't know. It just... you can't be so... You know.
There's just certain things that trigger a hate in me.
Well, just be so sensitive. Or stop being so sensitive.
It's not being sensitive. It's I hate.
Oh. Stop calling me a date raper, guys. Well, you know damn well.
Hate is a very strong word.
Yeah.
Well, I hate very few things, but that is one that will trigger it every time.
Well, now we know you hate getting busted for date raping, so we won't talk about it anymore.
Whoa. Raymond?
What?
I've always considered you a friend.
That's what I'm saying is we won't, you know, stop getting so angry about it.
Mm. Hello? Did you go hang up again?
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm here. Hey. I just got a message. I'm going to have to go to the school and handle something here in a minute.
All right. What, your son or...
What?
One of the children show up with one of your Donald Trump stickers?
No, my stepdaughter is getting into it with some people. So.
Oh, boy.
Took your hater pipe to school?
Huh?
She took a
black... Take your hater pipe to school? My kids used to take my hater pipe to school all the time.
No, she took one of those blacks for Howard Trump signs, or Donald Trump signs, Howard Trump, for Donald Trump signs. You know? She's one of the members of blacks for Donald Trump.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm bringing that up because the whole thing is that Donald Trump rallies.
The one in Florida yesterday?
Where they had the signs of blacks for Donald Trump, and they proved that everybody holding the sign was white.
Wow.
A bunch of white people showed up. They were white people holding a blacks for Donald Trump sign.
Oh, I think it was, what, down in Sanford, Florida?
Yeah, it was pretty funny, though, because the pictures are hysterical. Of the white, these old white women holding blacks for Donald Trump signs.
What about the doctor out there with his stethoscope around his neck?
God, it's unbelievable. So sounds like Rach, who is, I'm sure, a big Donald Trump fan. You and Spanky have something in common.
Very little, but if he's a Trump fan, we do. Yeah.
I don't know what's worse, being called a date raper or a Donald Trump fan.
Well, I'd rather be called a Donald Trump fan than a date raper.
All right. Well, I guess we figured it out. The date rape is worse. All right. Well, listen, Rage, go handle what you got to handle. I got to say, you know what? I think Rage saved the special. He saved the Rage special. It's still on.
Definitely.
Good appearance today. He had a good appearance.
I called him to just talk and...
When you have a good... See, you have a good appearance and now you have saved your special.
Actually, I don't really believe that there should be a special done about me.
Yep, the Rage page special is back on for now.
Well, can I explain my thought?
For the main reason, so people can hear Sharon, our business manager, yell at Rage and kick him out and then say something. And there's something that she says at the end that's funny. She says something like, and take your weirdo little friend. Take that weirdo little friend freak with you, too. Oh, God. All right, Rage, go deal with your stuff, Rage. My mother just...
talking to you.
All right, buddy. My mother just showed up, by the way. Scares the hell out of me. Pokes me while I'm doing a show.
I'm leaving. Bye.
Oh, unbelievable.
Is she there after your cake?
I don't know why she's here. I don't know.
I was looking for that cord.
But... It was good talking to you, Rage.
Later, Rage. See you later.
Later.
I know my mother.
Goodbye to me, jackass.
My mother, who knows, who's been told, literally, I've told her 1,000 times. I'm like, Mom, I do this show every day. And she shows up and is like shocked that I'm on the air. And it's like, oh, I've got to leave. Hello, mother.
Bye, son.
All right. Hey, my mom's here.
Hey, Mom.
What do you think, Spanky?
I think, what happened to Nikki?
Oh, I do know what happened to Nikki. She sent me, where is my phone? I know I have it somewhere, hold on. Well, I didn't even check my phone. I probably got it
I forgot 1,000 messages on my phone. Hold on. Oh, I do have messages. Hold on. Let me check these messages. Oh, I got TJ. TJ's text me. Oh, crap. Let's see. I got missed call. I got 3 missed calls. Who the hell's called me? Oh, my God. That's good. And I have... Oh, and then have someone sending me... What in the hell? And then someone sent me something on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
It says, I sent an angel to watch over you last night, but it came back and asked why. The angel said, angels don't watch over angels. 20 angels are in your world. 10 are sleeping, 9 of them are playing, and 1 is reading this message. God has seen you struggling with some things, and God says it's over. Oh, my God, am I going to die? A blessing is coming your way. If you believe in God, send this message to for God's sakes. To 14 friends, including me. If I don't get it back, I guess I'm not one of them. As soon as you get 5 replies, someone you love will quietly surprise you. Not joking. Pass this message on. Please don't ignore it. You are being tested, and God is going to fix 2 big things tonight in your favor. If you believe in God, drop everything and pass it on. Tomorrow will be the best day of your life. Don't break this. Send this to 14 friends. In 10 minutes, it's not that hard. Whoever sent this to you must care about you. And the person goes, LOL. Just hold your finger on it. Just hold your finger on it, and it should say forward, and just hit the forward. Like, what the hell? So let me get this right. They say, I sent an angel to watch over you last night, and the angel came back and said, why? And then was told, angels don't watch over angels. What? Does this say I'm going to die? Well, I'm not sure what it's confusing me. It's saying I'm soon to be an angel or something. Oh, I hope there's no such thing as angels. I would hate to die and have to go, you know. Could you imagine that? Like you die and then you like become an angel. It's like, oh, I just died. Now I got to work. Ugh. It's like, I'd rather not be an angel. You know what I mean? Doesn't it sound like so much work?
I haven't worked for all these months. Now they want me to work.
It's like I'm dead. Now I got to do all this work as an angel. Ugh, ridiculous. Oh, well. Yeah, that's the email I got. So I'm sorry. What were you saying, buddy, about Rage?
About Nikki. What's up with Nikki?
Oh, yeah. So she sent me a message this morning. I'm busy reading about ridiculous angels. I forgot to read. And it said that she realized this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That she forgot that she was told her apartment is being inspected. And so she was up till 5 a.m. Oh, she goes, I'm out this morning. I forgot my apartment's being inspected today. She goes, I was up till 5 a.m. working on cleaning the damn thing. She goes, now I can't breathe well. My COPD has flared up. And that's, I think that's, did she tell us on there the story about the, okay. So she lives in this apartment building. It's like a high-rise or something, you know? And somewhere in the building, somebody brought in like a couch they found on the street or something.
Okay.
And the couch had bed bugs.
Oh, no.
And so they brought it up into the apartment where Nikki lives, on the floor that she lives in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they left it in the hallway while they were waiting to move it in their place. And it was filled with bed bugs. So the bed bugs got all out. You know what I mean?
So it infected the whole building.
It's like everybody on this floor in this building is getting freaking bed bugs. And everybody's pissed off. So the owner, I don't know who's liable at that point. I don't know if it's the owner or if I don't know who or the person who brought, I don't know how that works.
Mm-hmm.
But Nikki was upset
because the owner's like yelling at all of them and then threatening to throw everybody out if they don't clean their bed bugs. So she's like, she goes, yeah, I had to clean out all my bed bugs. And I go, how do you have bed bugs? And so she tells me the whole story, and she goes, so while she was going through all this illness and stuff, she couldn't even sleep in her own apartment because of the bed bugs. And she had to, you know, take the bed bugs out and all this, you know, just had to be just a real nuisance, you know what I mean? Had to be bothered because of the bed bugs. And so the guy was coming over. So they're like, we're going to inspect all of you. And if you don't get rid of the bed bugs, we're throwing you out. Now, it seems to me that a landlord can't accuse all the neighbors of bringing in bed bugs when they know who brought it in, you know.
Yeah, so you can't accuse everybody.
And it seems like that would be like the landlord's the guy who's responsible for getting rid of them, right?
Exactly.
It sounds to me like he wants to pass the buck. Blame everyone else for the bed bugs. And so Nikki, when she was telling me, I'm like, F him. He should pay for the cleanup of the bed bugs.
Have them pay to get rid of them. That's like, what he's trying to do.
Yeah, I'm like, why are you paying to get rid of bed bugs that you didn't cause? He's threatening to evict everyone. Number one, I have a lease, you asshole. You can't evict me. Number two, you own the goddamn building. You pay for the bed bugs.
Exactly.
And then I told her, I said, if you paid to clean those bed bugs, you take the money you paid and you remove it from the rent that you pay next month, and you include the receipt for the money you spent for the bed bug removal. You say, here, I'm taking it for my rent. No court in the world's going to allow you to be evicted if you do that.
Oh, exactly.
So that's what was going on.
Well, that's too bad.
Well, it's right around the 10 o'clock mark, Spanky, where we've only got a couple minutes before the show ends. Did you do your due diligence and get me some satellite television porno movies?
Yes, if you hold here just 1 minute.
All right, everyone, prepare. We told you this was coming. Let's get some music for it. We told you this was coming. That Spanky was going to find for us. That Spanky was going to get us some good movies that anyone could watch on the satellite TV. That people could watch.
On DirecTV.
From DirecTV. If you have DirecTV, these are some of the porno movies that you could be watching.
And you can also tune to 594 to channel 599.
Which are filled with porno movies. Ooh, yes. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Spanky's Porno Movies.
Well, thank you, Ray. And to start off this first porno watching this morning, it is on channel 595.
Right.
I boned my stepbrother without a condom.
That's fun.
Gross.
That sounds a lot of Is this from a female? Is this a female perspective or a male perspective?
It is from a female boning her stepbrother.
Okay, okay.
And then we have, carrying on, if we're into just the women, we have girls only lesbian tongue sex.
Lesbian tongue sex.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, and we also have girls' holes broken open and stretched, which is another fine favorite on this Wednesday morning.
Sounds like a good family film.
Yeah, right. And if you're into the, Dirty Secretaries, you know.
Oh, I'm into that.
The Office Girls.
Oh, I am into that.
We have Office Skanks. Drain their dirty bosses, sperm-filled balls.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, I might have to check that one out. Office skanks?
Office skanks.
Well, if you're in charge of an office, why would you hire skanks?
Well, I don't know, but you know how some of them have that, you know, they get that all excited about the, you know, the girl in the office.
Oh, yeah.
With the short skirt on, you know.
Well, that's it. Whenever, you know what? They're always wearing, like, glasses. And short skirts.
Exactly.
And underneath their skirt, they got all kinds of stuff going on. They got, like, this lingerie, this hose is connected to these panties or connected to the garters.
Yeah, got the garter.
Oh, my, yeah. And the girl takes off the glasses and lets her hair down, and she's beautiful. And there's all kinds of stuff that happens in the office movies. Yeah. All right.
And we have one of the best ones that I know is your favorite.
What is it?
Dirty Granny, Bang Boys. Yes, I said it. We have to get the grandma one in there.
Dirty Grannies.
Dirty Granny.
Yeah, not one of my favorites, no.
Let's see what else we have on here.
Dirty Grannies. I seriously, who watches that? You know what I mean?
I know, the grannies. Oh.
And how old are the grannies?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, who's in
there? Probably 70.
Who the hell is into that? I'd love to talk to somebody who's into it. I wonder if, wish Rage was here. He might be into it.
He probably is. He's probably home checking these out now.
I love Dirty Grannies. I love Dirty Grannies.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What else you got?
Oh, let's see. What else? Oh, here's one. Spread open the pink holes. For the step family.
Oh, step family. Oh,
the whole family.
Good Lord.
Not just one. Mm. We're putting the whole family involved.
A lot of sex. A lot of dirty sex going on. A
lot of dirty sex with grannies, and now we got the family.
Oh, yeah.
And here's another one with erotic office fantasy.
Oh, more erotic office. I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Here's one that I'm sure will get Rage's attention.
All right.
Thick, nasty black women.
Oh,
black
yeah.
mama's 50-inch butt jerking and twerking.
There you go. Yeah.
50-inch butt jerking and twerking. That's what it's about.
Who's a 50-inch ass? Whew. Good Lord.
It'd be like a TV tray.
It's a big ass.
Oh, man.
Ooga. Can I get holes of ass? Ooga.
Yeah. Let's see if I can find one more.
Got time for one more.
Let's see here.
Before we wrap it up today.
10 wives, husbands, and babysitters swinging three ways.
Oh, babysitter swinging three ways.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, we have time for one more?
Yeah, sure, one more.
This is a parody.
All right.
Donald Bangs Hillary, 2016 election parody.
So wait, they thought it was a good idea to have someone who looks like Donald Trump banging someone who looks like Hillary Clinton.
And you can tune into that one on 597 at 9:30 tonight.
There you go, everyone. Donald Bangs Hillary.
Who would watch that?
Yeah, exactly. Good Lord, could you? I mean, of all the people around there, we got a porno where we got a woman who looks just like Hillary Clinton, and she's getting banged from a guy who looks just like Donald Trump.
Donald Trump
who
with
the
his
hell
Botox face all shriveled up.
Who wants to see that? Ugh.
And that's been your porn for this Wednesday morning.
Thank you, Spanky. Spanky's porn report, satellite TV porn report.
Tune in next Wednesday for another episode.
Absolutely. Spanky loves him. Spanky loves himself some porn, people. My goodness.
That's right.
Well, I like that. Your porn report. Thank you, Spank. Very good. Well, we should probably
Anytime.
Wrap it up. Probably wrap it up, man. It's 10 o'clock or after 10. Sorry, 10 minutes after 10 o'clock.
It is 10:09.
So it's time for us to get the hell out of here.
Time to go and root the Cubbies on to a victory tonight. Yeah,
game two tonight. I feel good. I had a feeling last night we were going to lose. But I'll tell you, I said this yesterday, and I repeat, for 25 years, my wife has asked me what I wanted for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And she usually asks me in like August and September and stuff, and I go, I would like to have the Cubs still be playing. I'd like to have the Cubs in the World Series. And last night, I finally got my wish.
They played. But I tell you what, that – That Kluber and Miller, they were tough.
Oh, Kluber's fantastic, isn't he?
Them guys were tough, though. Listen, I mean, man, they were whipping it.
I think the Cubs are going to get to Miller. They were getting to him last night. And I'll tell you, if instead of letting David Ross bat in the seventh, if he would have let Jorge Soler bat,
yep.
Who knows? He might have connected with one. You never know. He decided to let Ross
do it. They'll take it back tonight, 2-5.
Maybe it was a 6, whenever it was. There was a chance there where he could have had someone else bat, and he didn't. And I'm like, oh, I wish he would have let him bat.
Yeah.
But oh, well. Yeah, tonight, hopefully, let's keep our fingers crossed. And I do mean this, even if they lose 4 in a row, and I don't think they will. I still think the Cubs are going to win this series. I just think it'll be 7 games, you know. But even somehow if they get swept, I'm still happy. I'm not like they lost last night, and I'm not upset.
No, it was a very good game.
I thought Cleveland looked fantastic.
They were very tough. Yeah. They got outplayed.
Yeah. Yeah, they outplayed the Cubs. I agree.
So, I mean, it was nobody's fault. They were just ready to go. And
yeah, hopefully tonight Cubs will be different. Listen, thank you to Spanky as always. Great job, Spanky. Nikki,
thank you.
Get well. We hope you're breathing well tomorrow. Rage, how can I? You know what? And I don't say this. I don't even know if I've ever said this before. But hats off to Rage. Good appearance by Rage today.
It was good to hear from him.
Good appearance by Rage. Good memories of Jim and his ass.
Mm-hmm.
And we think it's that Toby. Was the one
we
who
will have to investigate farther.
That might be the one. Anyway, let's wrap it up, buddy.
Okay, buddy.
The morning disaster over for today. Be back tomorrow for our last show of the week. By the way, I want to remind people, the Spanky special still available. If you did not download it this weekend, and a lot of you have downloaded it, but if you have not gotten your chance to download it, get it today, morningdisaster.net or any of your podcast services. Download the Spanky special, the first 25 minutes of the Spanky special. I mean, the whole thing's great. But the first 25 minutes, I swear to God, if you're not ready to piss your pants from laughing, you don't have any emotions. You have no humor because it is so freaking funny. And the whole thing is great. But that first 25 minutes with drunk Spanky and they're looking for the vehicle and Jim and... Oh, my God. That is fantastic radio. Make sure to download it. It truly is some of the best of all time. All right, that wraps up for today. We'll be back tomorrow around 8:30 a.m. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. So long, everybody.
See you.